around the house, I've always got some sort of instrument next to me, whether it's a horn. I play horrible trumpet, but I love horn parts, and I got drums and all that. So I'm always trying to channel something in some way. I don't know.
Gary Clark Jr. knows all about channeling the good things. With his guitar chops and his languid vocals, he brings the blues into the modern era in a way that's all his own. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Gary Clark Jr. isn't quite 28 years old, but he's frequently hailed as the next Hendrix or Stevie Ray Vaughan. Born, raised, and still based in Austin, Texas, he's made the most of the musical opportunities and vibe that town has to offer. He picked up the guitar at age 12, and after gigging throughout his teens, ended up being mentored by Austin club promoter Clifford Antone, and later by Jimmy Vaughan. Gary's musical style is much more than just the blues, however. He blends it with rock, soul, and jazz in a way that's been getting him a lot of nice attention. His self-titled EP from 2010 gave us a preview of his developing sound, and it paved the way for his recent EP titled The Bright Lights. Clark's playing, singing, and arranging just keep living up to the promise of his undeniable talent. And when he was in town recently, I asked him if he's been influenced by his iconic fellow Austinite, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Definitely. When I first started playing guitar, one of the first guitar, I guess you could say, albums I got was Stevie Ray's Texas Flood. And, I mean, that changed everything for me. I was in it at that point, you know, and got familiar with Stevie and Jimmy Vaughan and the whole Antone's blues scene and all that. And, you know, I didn't realize until I got a little bit older how rich of a history it had. And but yeah, you know, Stevie's everywhere. You can walk up and down 6th Street and you hear his licks in any club at any time, you know.
Every day, nothing seemed to change. Everywhere I go,
seen from your fans when you're on stage and you open up your eyes and you look out there? Because, like, I've seen your shows a bunch of times and they'll be like, you know, some of the old guys like me will be there, but then like a lot of younger kids, and I know a 14-year-old who just is like obsessed with your music. You've got such an interesting fan base. What do you see?
That is exactly what I see. I mean, I love seeing folks from all over, and you know, some people are smiling and some people are dancing and some people got their fingers plugging their ears because it's too loud, but they're standing in the front, so I'm guessing they're digging it. But you know, it's really cool. And you know, I like hanging out after the shows and, you know, all kinds of folks talking to me about music and their influences and all that. And it's different. It's all cool that we can come together in this one place and you know, share off this energy and this vibe. It's really cool.
There's a live performance from Gary Clark Jr. of Bright Lights, and before that, When My Train Pulls In. Both songs appear on his latest EP, The Bright Lights. Take 5, produced today by Sarah Lilly. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.